Welcome to Tonia's Kitchen. It's time to meet the chef. And today my guest is Tim Lawhorn from Lawhorn Seasonings. We're going to find out about these wonderful flavors that Tim has created.
Thanks for joining me today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be a part of it.
So, you know, it's kind of like this magical blend that you have going here. Tell us a little bit about your product.
Well, there's a whole lot that you can say, but you know, really it's a very simplistic blend by ingredient standards. There's no rocket science involved to it other than the portions of all the herbs and spices that are in it that makes it so unique. I started this out, a long time ago, back in my chef days. I just made this little blend to cook a meal one night in my office late, and it kind of started that way. Played around with it for like 3 nights in a row, just cooking something different for myself to eat. I had just been transferred down to a hotel down in South Florida, and I was alone. I was engaged to my wife 25 years ago, Heidi, and she was still up here in our hometown in Haines City, so I was down there by myself. So I had nothing but time on my hands, and I had to turn around this whole operation. So I was working, 14, 15-hour days. So at the end of the day, just having something nice to eat in my nice, quiet office with everybody gone, that's kind of how it started. I cooked a steak with it the first night, and I said, wow, that's pretty good. And so I tinkered around with things a little bit the next night, and I cooked myself a pork chop, and I said, wow, that's really good. And then the third day, I cooked a piece of chicken, and I think I had some fish with it. And I said, oh, my gosh. What have I done?
Well, the first one that you sent me, the signature seasonings, like the one in the red label.
Yeah, that's our original blend. That's the one that started everything right there.
Yeah, really delicious. I had it on vegetables to start, and then I did it on chicken, and it was just so tasty. And, I tried it on my family. They loved it as well. It's interesting how you've expanded to the Italian blend, the Tex-Mex blend, and the hickory smoke blend.
The three new blends are a direct derivative of the original formula. And how those came about was in my restaurant business. For the last 10 years, I've owned restaurants here in town, and we had a very eclectic menu, and we had Italian dishes, we had some Mexican dishes, and then, of course, down in the South, if you don't have anything barbecue on your menu, you're in trouble. So, for example, the Tex-Mex, it's just completely authentic Mexican herbs and spices combined in with the original formula that make that Mexican flavor. Same thing with the Italian blend, Italian herbs and spices, but, also with our Italian blend, which I've never found in any other Italian blend so far, we put fennel in ours.
Oh.
I mean, I love fennel.
Me too.
Fennel it's got this great aromatic flavor to it. There's enough in it where I've actually made some Italian sausage with the Italian blend and didn't have to add anything else to it at all except some crushed red pepper because I like it a little spicy. The Tex-Mex and the Italian blend with the combination of the original plus all the other herbs, those are actually FDA low-sodium blends.
Oh, no kidding. Well, I did try the Tex-Mex. I made fajitas. It tasted wonderful with the ground beef.
Great.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's really delicious. The signature seasonings, the first one, definitely has its own standout flavor, no doubt.
It really just naturally brings out the flavor of, chicken or beef, pork, vegetables. Kids put it on popcorn. A great story is Guy Fieri's mother, Penny, Guy from the Food Network.
Right, right.
His mother, Penny, is a great big fan of our seasonings, and we sent them out samples like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and she instantly emailed me back, and she says, oh my gosh, I've never had anything like this, and I cooked this with it, and I cooked that with it, and well, over the years, we've developed this friendship, and I was actually out in California 3 weeks ago to visit the Safeway grocery chain, which is based in Pleasanton. Well, Guy and his whole family live in Santa Rosa, and I went out there, and I met with Penny. We spent a whole Sunday together. Guy's kids and his nephew Jules, they cook eggs with it every morning.
Oh,
breakfast.
No kidding! That's a great idea.
They were so fanatical about. Oh man, I do eggs every day with this stuff. This is so good. So they're big fans. The applications are really endless. Your imagination is your only limitation as to what you want to cook.
Now, Tim, can you share any recipes with our listeners?
If you're cooking chicken, mm-hmm. for example.
Right.
You just sprinkle it on both sides, and if you're going to bake it or pan fry it, or if you're going to put it on a grill, that's really the only recipe there is. I don't add anything else to it. If I'm making something a little bit more, let's say, continental, and I'm going to have a sauce or something with it, I mean, I still cook the protein the same way no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a tremendous amount of recipes on our website and whatnot, but, you know, one specific recipe I would say, I mean, my favorite thing to cook of all time is my signature dish that I had in the restaurant business for, you know, 20 years, and it's grilled prime rib.
Ah.
And it's a very simple thing to do.
How do you do yours?
Well, I coat the lip on the whole ribeye, the roast, just coat it with the original seasoning.
Okay.
Kind of like a rub. This is one of the few times that I use this as a rub, because these bigger primal cuts, you know, I cook very slow on low heat, and it permeates, you know. Those bigger cuts of meat, you have to let stuff kind of just sink down in and get absorbed. So I roast off the prime rib to about 110 degrees internally, and then I take it out of the oven, let it cool down a little bit, then I slice it into whatever thickness steaks that I want, you know, ribeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I re-season the steak and then throw it on a grill.
Oh
my gosh. It is the most spectacular steak you'll ever eat.
That really sounds like a great way to really keep those flavors happening inside.
Well, it does. It really, because, you know, one, the meat has already got the flavor in it to some extent. Now, being that it's basically still raw in the middle, you know, 110 degrees is pretty much ultra rare.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I can't do the rare thing, but there are a lot of people that really enjoy it like that.
But after you re-season it and grill it like a steak, then it's just phenomenal, because one, you know, the steak is even more tender than it would be if you just cut a steak out of a ribeye. It's cooked slow, and it starts to really get tender. And then to re-season it and grill it as a steak is just, it's beyond belief.
Tim, what's your website?
www.lawhorns.net.
I'd like to thank Tim Lawhorn from Lawhorn Seasonings for joining me today in Tonia's Kitchen.